Over the course of our careers, we've delved into various treatment methods and techniques for sleep disorders. This has included working overnight shifts in sleep clinics, administering sleep tests, and subsequently aiding patients in deciphering the significance of their results. Building rapport and earning the trust of our patients has been paramount. By incorporating sleep therapy into our psychiatric and psychological practices, we have facilitated constructive changes in their mindsets and behaviors, which have enabled them to experience the profound satisfaction of waking up fully refreshed. It's been immensely rewarding guiding individuals both one-on-one and in group settings, employing strategies such as maintaining sleep diaries, introducing yoga practices, and fostering avenues for self-expression and self-awareness. 6 decades of collective experience have been dedicated to alleviating the impact of trauma on sleep, and now the effects of poor sleep on trauma recovery. Through our encounters, it gradually dawned on us that what we initially perceived as the root cause or central issue of the sleep problem wasn't actually the true underlying cause. Like numerous professionals in our field, we were initially trained to assist individuals in altering their sleep habits and cognitive perceptions surrounding sleep. While interventions of cognitive and behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, proved beneficial for many, resulting in significant improvements in their sleep, regrettably, we and others have found that 2 out of every 5 patients saw minimal enhancement in their sleep patterns. Among those who had undergone trauma, non-responders were in the majority. It became apparent to us that there existed a deeper underlying issue that needed to be addressed. The next step in our quest to help patients was to shift deeper into the brain, so to speak. We were trained in trauma therapy. We shifted from a cognitive focus to the emotional turmoil orchestrated by the limbic system. And for quite a while, we found particularly good results, desensitizing patients of their emotional distress. You will soon hear the example of Mike, one such patient. While that significantly helped many, we discovered that some of these patients returned with the same problem months or years later. How could that happen? We desensitized the brain's emotional activations. Apparently, there was yet another, deeper level to the mystery of broken sleep. This has been the conundrum of trauma therapy. It is as if a stealth circuit in the brain was holding the pattern of sleep disruption, and we could not see it or change it. Popular wisdom was that relieving the emotional distress would solve the problem. Like many researchers of trauma, we found that trauma treatment does not necessarily resolve the underlying sleep problem. As we applied ourselves to solving this whodunit, finding the root cause of sleep problems after trauma, we could not neglect the other equally pressing issues in the patient's day-to-day life, namely, helping them with relationships that were unpredictable and unstable, and significant physical and medical problems that were persistent. And, of course, being unexpectedly triggered by something that threw them back into trauma time. All clinical trauma treatments are directed at changing the undesirable symptomatic states of the patient. Psychotherapeutic and pharmacological interventions in trauma treatment have, quite rightly, concerned themselves with identifying therapeutic strategies and techniques that reliably attain profound changes in clinical states. These have included 1. Transforming states of emotional dysregulation, for example terror, to an internal state of safety. 2. Converting physical distress and pain to feelings of embodiment, connection, and vitality. 3. And reorganizing a disconnected sense of self/distrust of others/fragmented identity to an integrated experience of self in relation to others. What has completely escaped the attention of the field of traumatology is that these important transformations of disrupted clinical states